Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Tuesday morning. Thanks for joining us at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. I just had a funny idea, Robbie. I should tweet out a picture of myself and it just says year 51.
That's what you want to do?
Well, that's what the old, isn't that what Kiffin always did? He was like year five, year six. Like, I should do year 51.
Yeah, why not?
I think I should just do something. Wherever you are in our great state, thanks for joining us. We appreciate you. Let's thank our sponsors, Strange Brew Coffeehouse and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. It'd be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in Leverett.
No, that'd be a little weird.
All right, Dan. Yeah. Wherever you are in our great state, you can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning. It's just a click away at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. Strangebrewcoffeehouse.com is a great place to get a holiday gift. If you've got a coffee lover, if you want to get some great, great hot chocolate, coffee mugs, all the stuff, or if you just want to get some cool Strange Brew shirts, check it out, strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. The Mississippi Beef Council wants to remind you that beef, it is what's for Christmas. It's December 1 as we're recording here. And I'm already thinking ahead to December 25th and how beautiful that prime rib is going to look when I cut into it. I can't wait, and neither can you. Beef is the meal, the meat of the holiday. It is the most magical time of the year, so you want to have the most magical thing you can eat, which is a delicious prime rib or whole beef tenderloin this holiday season. Beef, it's what's for Christmas, thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com. That's the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you are looking for. Hopefully you took advantage of College Corner's Cyber Monday sales and got yourself some great Mississippi State gear to put under the Christmas tree. This is, I put my tree up yesterday. I'm ready to get some cool gifts under there, and I will be doing some shopping at College Corner for sure. Two locations in the Jackson area, originally by Fleet Feet, followed by the Half Shell. I also have a location in Oxford, Juice Kiffin merchandise, price to move.
No, actually, he's going to stick around.
All Lane Train merchandise, 50% off. I don't know if that's accurate or not, but
Juice Kiffin's going to stick around, so that's going to stay on the shelf. I'm sure.
Well, he's got to change names.
He can't be Kiffin anymore.
Juice, he's now Juice Smith.
He's now Juice Golding.
No, I don't think he's going to be that. But I'm just saying, Rebel fans, if you're listening, that Kiffin merchandise, it's priced to move. At the Oxford College Corner, collegecornerstore.com. Priority One Bank, 16 locations here to serve you throughout Central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide and show you not only how they're going to help you invest and manage your money, how they're going to help you prepare for the future. Now more than ever, when you have questions about your money, you need answers. You need to talk to the good folks at Priority One Bank, people who are going to have a relationship with you. They're going to know your name, not just your account number at Priority One Bank. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. We said we were going to talk about it later. I can't. I just can't. It wasn't even his dog. This is the one. My whole life, Robbie Falk, my whole life I've been like, there is no depth that Ole Miss people will not sink to. But I thought there was maybe some depth they wouldn't. But I found out I was wrong. It wasn't even his damn dog.
And I know we have a lot of Ole Miss listeners. And
people are sick in the head.
I love you guys to listen to our show. I really do. I legitimately thank you for listening to our show, even if you're an Ole Miss fan.
Portnoy.
But guys, you are following an administration that does very weird things. I'm sorry. It is what it is. I know you don't want to admit that. But this is like Texas A&M stuff. Like we're creating a fake relationship between a man and a dog. That we made out to be a loving, look how cute it is. Juice and his dad, they have his Twitter account. It's not even his dog. And the Ole Miss fans have already come out. Well, he paid for it. You know, he kept it for a little bit. I don't care.
I don't care. Not
This
his dog.
man did not own this dog.
It was a rental. That was a
He
rental
was
dog.
using it on the sidelines for photo opportunities,
That dog.
to pick up chicks. I don't know.
Dogs have a sense of time, right? They know when it's dinner time. They know certain things, right? When we get to football season next year, that dog's gonna be looking around going like, why am I not going to that place where all the people are that give me scratches and pets? He's gonna be thinking that. He's gonna be wondering, like, what did I do something wrong? That's what y'all did to this dog, this poor, sweet little dog.
You know what's funny too is like the Ole Miss fans. The Ole Miss fans can take, as they say, they can take chicken, you know
Yes.
what, and turn into chicken salad.
Can I
That
do
is
like
the
a
old
Dustin
that is Ole
Rhodes
Miss.
voice? You think like chicken shit?
They will literally take anything and turn it around
Well,
to
the
be a
thing they'll
positive
do
for them.
is, Robbie, what they do is they'll tell us like, oh, we all knew about that.
Yeah.
Didn't know about it.
Like, why are we
Nobody
seeing all
else
of
knew
these?
about it.
Why are we just now seeing all these screenshots of Lane Kiffin and Snapchat DMs? Like, why is all this stuff starting to come out now? Why
I just
didn't you?
can't. The stuff with the women, whatever, I would have guessed that. I
I
would
would
have
have,
guessed it.
we all knew
I'm
that.
not surprised by that. What I am surprised by is that it wasn't his dog.
Yeah.
This is like like a Usual Suspects kind of plot twist, Sixth Sense plot twist. Like, okay, I knew that was coming. I came there and go, it wasn't his dog? That's the one. This is the one that broke me.
I
That's the
mean,
one.
the entire, like, it's like they tried to do an entire, like, image refresh
Well,
of Lane Kiffin.
I'm going to bring this to the show, to Sports Talk today, later. But I saw this on your board. But it's like, between the dog and the E60 thing, basically Ole Miss was like, what can we do to help you get another job? Like, what can we do to get you out of here?
Or CAA,
Well, whoever,
ESPN.
but like Ole Miss had to agree to allow to be filmed and all that. Like they had to be a part of it. Like,
Oh, they will take any publicity they can possibly get. You know
unbelievable.
this.
All right.
But yeah, no, this whole thing was a charade with Lane Kiffin.
From day one.
It was an entire image refresh. We're going to refresh your image. It was like the White House, public relations. Refresh
Public
it, like trying
relations,
to
then
get
we're going
Donald
public
Trump to be.
relations, apparently. No
Yeah,
big
I mean,
deal.
this is insane. But hey, I never fell for it.
Once
I never
again,
fell for it.
I want to throw this. I want to throw. Didn't fall for this. Didn't fall for Freeze. Didn't fall for the Blind Side.
And I will not fall for Pete Golding, by the
I
way.
won't fall for
You
the next thing either.
cannot hand me Pete Golding on a platter and say
Oh, yeah.
it's ribeye steak, you know.
The guy yesterday who put out a graphic of all the coaching hires and had Kiffin to LSU as an A, but Golding to Ole Miss as an A+.
Oh, what?
These are
Yeah,
real people.
Guys, we've done this. Listen to us.
And we're just trying to help
Listen
y'all
to
out.
us. We've gone through,
Real
Brian
help.
and I have gone through this. Everybody in this Mississippi State fan base has gone through this.
Gone through it.
We tried to sell people that Zach Arnett was a great fit
We
here.
did.
He
We
loved
tried.
Mississippi State. He loved living in Starkville. He was
We were wrong.
hard-nosed. They're going to play hard. He was recruiting well. We tried to sell
He's a
people on
dog of
that.
a recruiter.
Yeah, he's a dog of a recruiter. But which begs the question, does he get to take the dog now? Can Pete Golding be walking down the sidelines with a
I'm going to
dog?
be like that Denzel Washington meme on Sports Talk today. I'm just going to be like, just take a sip of water. Say, God help me. That's just all it's going to be. All right.
The whole show, I think, is just going to be you versus, you know, actually, I think things are better.
This has Monday's show has the potential to be very contentious because I'm not buying anything they're selling. And I'm going to talk about the dog. That dog's going to get talked about. I cannot get over that they used a dog to rehabilitate this man. It's just unreal. All right.
Really is insane, man.
Now,
Like it, the depths.
Yeah. There's no depth. All right. They
It's a
find
bottomless pit.
so I had an idea. I don't know if I'm going to do it. If by the time you listen to the show, it will have already happened, but I'll spoil it for you, Rob, because I think I'm gonna go home and get a shovel and bring it up here. And this is what I'm gonna say is like, I know you're looking at this, you're thinking, oh God, Hey Dad brought a hoe. It's not a hoe, it's a shovel. And I brought it for two reasons. One, when y'all are ready to bury Kiffin, I got you. Here's the shovel. But also, when you start talking about Golding as the next Nick Saban, I'm ready to shovel that too. So I'm gonna have my shovel with me.
And it's shoveling crap.
I'm gonna be shoveling all that BS they're gonna try to spin on me.
How? All right. If you want to sell me that, Pete Golding has potential. He is a very good recruiter. I think he's a very good defensive coordinator. I think he's a better defensive coordinator than I previously thought he was. When he came from Alabama, I didn't think their defense was going to be all that great. In fairness, they got a lot of great talent to Ole Miss, but he had to coach them. And I thought this year they were solid on the defensive side of the ball, and they replaced just about everybody. But if you wanted to sell, hold on, if you wanted to sell me on that there's potential there, I will oblige that, and I'll sit back and watch. Don't try to tell me that Ole Miss is better today with Pete Golding than they were with Lane
They
Kiffin.
try to do it
What?
with they try to do it with Matt Luke too.
That is an insane thing to say. I
They
mean,
went.
like, just think
This
about
is.
that. We had people saying Ole Miss won. Ole Miss won on
Let's say it like this:
Sunday.
on Saturday, on Friday, we'll say on Friday, Ole Miss had, in my opinion, the second best coach in the conference. Right, Kirby Smart's number one. He's got two national titles. He's number one. I'll make a strong case for Kiffin being two. Right.
Yes. Yes.
On Sunday at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, Ole Miss had at best what, the 14th best, 13th best coach? Maybe you could put him above Lebby. Maybe you want to put him above Beamer. Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know who Kentucky's going to hire. Kentucky's like at last call. Like, anybody want to go home with me? But that's where they are now. There's no getting around that. So. I got to read this. I don't know if you saw this from Wilson Alexander, good friend of the show. LSU agreed to pay Lane Kiffin's postseason bonuses, even though he won't coach Ole Miss in the college football playoff. He could still make up to $1 million if the Ole Miss wins a national title.
What?
Jimmy Sexton, you smooth talking
The
devil.
greatest thing about this, I was having this
That's
conversation yesterday.
unbelievable.
I was having this conversation yesterday, and we said this whenever Landry came out, not Landry Kiffin, the governor Landry. Landry came out and was basically strong-arming Jimmy Sexton. And I said when that happened, this will not end well for LSU, Governor Landry, whatever. In the end, Jimmy Sexton will win. Whoever they hire is probably going to be a Jimmy Sexton client, and he will win. And he won. They
He
did
won.
all this talk about they weren't going to have these massive buyouts. They weren't going to be bullied by agents. Now they're
Wrong
about to
answer.
pay this man for not even coaching. Plus, on top of that, they're paying Brian Kelly $1 billion for firing him. And now you have to have another big contract for Lane Kiffin. LSU is, I mean, they're going to drain Our Lady of the Lake. I mean, will that place
The
be
lake
able
is
to,
gonna get drained.
will that will that place be able to keep the lights on after this?
All right. I think we're just going to take the break here and we'll go into the Mississippi State topic. Let's do that.
We had to talk about this
We had
because everybody's talking
I
about
was
it,
like a
and
kid. I was like a kid with a secret. Like I was just busting. Like I gotta say it. Like the dog thing is what killed me. That was the thing where it broke me. I was telling Robbie before the show, I'm just sitting on my couch last night. I didn't make the 10,000 calories, by the way. I tried to pay off my bet with Borky. He said that what I ate was enough. I should have drank some real Cokes. I only got to,
yes.
I ate 6,200 calories yesterday. That was not fun. It
Yikes.
was not fun. If I had drank
Yikes.
Cokes, I could have been around like 8,500. But regardless, he said that's good enough. So I'll take it. And then I walked 4.5 miles this morning to try to get back into shape. But last night's like 9 o'clock. Everything's starting to wind down, and I'm just sitting there on the couch, on YouTube or whatever I'm looking at. And that's when the Kiffin thing, the dog thing happened. I was just like, and I audibly yelled to the point where my wife was like, "What?" And I was just like, "It's not even his dog!"
Like, that's what broke you.
That was it. Everything else that's happened all day, I'm just laughing. That was the one I was like, I cannot believe it's not his dog. All right, let's move into the rest of the show. That's brought to you by our friends over at Two Brothers Smoke Meats and the Older Brother. Two fantastic places to go grab some lunch. Those places are dog friendly. As long as it is your dog, you can bring a dog in there and enjoy a meal. And it's great. And I'm pretty sure they'll bring the dog some food too. And as long as it's your dog, it's got to be your dog.
Has to be your dog.
Has to be your. You know, if you were bringing somebody else's dog, as long as you admit it publicly, hey, this isn't my dog, but I'm watching the dog, I think they would be okay with that. But you can't come on me. They're like, oh yeah, this is my dog, and then we find out later it's not your dog. Then you can't eat there.
Yeah, and as we know, that happens.
Who would do that? Anyway, if you're a dog lover, or if you're a person like me who has four cats, you can just eat. All pet lovers are encouraged to head at Two Brothers Smoke Meats and the Older Brother. A great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. They've been doing it for over 50 years.
Over 50.
I mean, I guess at this point we got to start doing that because we'll be at 51 on New Year's Day regardless. If you need technology for your business, the Advantage Business Systems is the name and the number to know. They're going to treat you like a neighbor, not like a number. They're going to help you get the product that you need, but more importantly, they're going to be there for you when you need service after the sale. 601-362-9192 or visit them online, absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. Maroon & Co. is the place to go. Are you looking for brand new Mississippi State gear this holiday season? Do you need to get some maroon and white under the Christmas tree? You need to check out Maroon & Co. Hopefully you hit up Black Friday. I was told that Black Friday, there were people out the door there. So that makes me very happy. Glad that you guys are supporting our sponsors. Continue to do so throughout the throughout the holiday season with Maroon & Co. And use our promo code THUNDER15 to save yourself 15% off regular price. Some exclusions will apply. Before you get to Christmas Day and you don't have that gift you want, you can get it. You just got to go to Maroon & Co. Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden, as Robbie Falk showing off his Scruggs hat that we got for him when we were there a couple weeks ago.
Talk little about John Deere green.
There you go. Talk about a place to get the Christmas shopping done. If you're a person's like, I hate Christmas shopping, why go to 10 places when you can just go to Scruggs? Everything you want under one roof, and as he just mentioned, the John Deere green in full effect at Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden. Great financing available, up to 0%. I'm sorry, as low as 0%, up to 60, 70 months. Just come talk to their credit department. They will put together a plan for you and get you a great deal on a John Deere commercial mower or tractor. They have what you want for less at Scruggs in Saltillo. If you are a landowner in this state, you need to know this name, Good Hope Land and Timber. Whether it's just a couple hundred acres or a couple thousand acres, Good Hope Land and Timber is here to help. If you're trying to buy or sell land or just trying to maintain the land you have, Good Hope Land and Timber is here for you. They cover landowners from one side of this state to the other, and they are ready to earn your business. If you're a landowner, the name to know, Good Hope Land and Timber, locally trusted, landowner approved. All right. So, what we were going to talk about, there's a moment here, right, where for Mississippi State, if they take care of a couple of things here and there, there's an opportunity to get some real positive momentum this offseason heading into next year with Kiffin out, right? If Kiffin was back in Oxford, they're in the college football playoff, it was going to be a really hard path for Mississippi State. It's still going to be difficult. But you've got an opportunity here. So what does State need to do? What are the things they can realistically do over the next month, 2 months, before you get into spring to get your football program with some real momentum? I think
right now you do have an opportunity here. You have relationships with a lot of the players in the state that you built the last 2 years. And I know Ole Miss coaches do as well, but this staff's been, for the most part, intact. You have the same head coach. You've been established in building those relationships. From a recruiting standpoint, you should be able to take advantage of this with the fluctuation of what you've seen inside this conference, specifically with schools that you recruit against. You recruit against LSU, you recruit against Arkansas, Ole Miss, Auburn. You're fighting for kids with all those schools.
Yeah.
I would say that's primarily the schools that you compete with for recruits. for most of the guys that you recruit. So that's a plus. You got to think you continue to hammer home what you're building here. You have a That's why I thought Kamario Taylor starting was such a big deal in the Egg Bowl, is he made some eye-popping plays in that game. It wasn't perfect, but he made enough plays that you had national people talking about Kamario Taylor's chance to be special, things like that. That's a massive selling point for especially offensive playmakers. You have a guy in state too. You have a guy from the state of Mississippi that's now the face of your program. I can firmly say that moving forward.
100%.
And you have playmakers out there at wide receiver and running back and even the offensive linemen that they're going to want to play with a guy like that. That would be my selling point if I'm Jeff Lebby. Hey, we have a guy that we believe could compete for the Heisman Trophy. We think he has all the skill set that we believe that he has the intangibles and in this offense can put up the numbers to be in New York one day if he develops the way that we do. That would be my selling point for Jeff Lebby. Now, do you want to come join that? I mean, because he's a guy that can get you a lot of yards, a lot of touchdowns, and he can help get you in the NFL what he's able to do. And that would be my selling point on the offensive side of the ball. And the same thing with the transfer portal and defense, all that stuff, playing time, opportunity right here. But you also have got to, you have an opportunity here to gain some goodwill with this fan base. And to do that, I think you have to have wholesale changes on the defensive side.
That's where I wanted to start. Yeah, because it's not just wholesale changes. Like, first and foremost, when you talk about a defensive coordinator, this needs to be a big hire. All right. I don't know what's going to happen with Golesh at Auburn. They're probably going to try to keep Durkin. They probably will keep him, but you got to reach out. Mark Stoops is now available as a defensive guy. I don't know if he wants to coach. He's going to get a big buyout, but you got to reach out. You got to find somebody whose name is known and that you make a statement hire by giving him 2.5, $2.75 million a year to go come coach your defense. And then I'm thinking you need to get elite recruiters on that defensive side of the ball. You need to get the top guys. If you can get another Bumpus, I know right now Pernell McPhee and Jamar Chaney, Tevez Calhoun, these are all names Bulldog fans are throwing out there. Former Bulldogs who are having success as assistant coaches at different schools. Great. That sounds great if you can make it happen, but these guys have got to be to make fun of Richard again, dogs on the recruiting trail. They've got to be able to go out and get you players. But that defensive coordinator, you cannot go with a unknown guy. You've got to find a guy that people know and respect and that fans get excited about. Like, okay, all right, we're in the right spot here.
And I think that's the most important thing is if you're going to make a change, I would go try to find the best guy available and just say how much you want. I mean, within reason,
Can't pay
pay him
more
what he's
than
worth.
Levy, obviously, but
Pay him, if that is Mark Stoops, if Mark Stoops open to that, by God, go get it. I mean, that's one of the best defensive coordinators available right now. He's a name. Players who want to come play for him. You could probably get some guys from Kentucky if I had to guess. And on top of that, he's been a head coach. That's another veteran head coach in the building that Jeff Lebby can lean on. And say what you will, like if he has to have somebody holding his hand, then he's not the guy, whatever you want to say. Lane Kiffin has a bunch of people around him. Surround yourself with winners, with experience. And bounce things off of him. There is no coach that should be outside of maybe Nick Saban that should be above that.
Yeah, agreed.
You always
Smart,
want
maybe.
great people around you. That's what makes great programs. And Nick Saban even goes by that same token. How many head coaches did he have on his staff?
Exactly. You've got to invest in your staff a little bit here. Like, whatever you're spending on staff, that number probably needs to double. I mean, you need to get more analysts, more recruiting guys in. This is something you have. This isn't a negotiable. This is the era of college football that we're in. You can't nickel and dime your way to a national championship. And I'm not even talking about a national championship at Mississippi State. I'm just talking about being competitive again. I'm just talking about winning, trying to win eight games and go to a decent bowl and maybe luck into a ninth win. The price of doing that now is high, and you have to be willing to say, sucks, but we got to pay it. That's just
And
how it works.
you can't fire Coleman Hutzler and go hire another like up and coming
Yes,
like
it's got to be somebody.
it needs to be somebody I think that is established that has done this before. And that's what Dan Mullen did. Dan Mullen went out after the failed experiment with Peter Sermon. He went out and got
The best guy.
Todd Grantham, who was at the time one of the best defensive coordinators in the country. And I mean, Louisville fans thought that was a fair trade. It was
It was
not. But
not.
that's the kind of guy you need. And maybe it's going to be very tough to sell those guys on that because I firmly believe that Jeff Lebby's plan initially was probably to go get an established defensive coordinator, and nobody signed up for that. So it might be tough because this is going to be a hot seat season for him. He's probably going to be have a pretty hot seat here, and it's going to be tough to convince somebody like that to sign on for a potential 1 year deal. But you have to try to make it happen. And I'm going after some of the best available right now to try to get that. I'm calling Will Muschamp. Hey, are you interested in getting
Yes,
back in
that
the
would be a
defensive
great
coordinator
name to
deal?
call. Yes.
I mean, and he might not. I mean, he's kind of at the stage of his
At
career. He's
least call him
focused on
then.
his family and stuff, but I would call him. I mean, what's that going to hurt?
It's not. It's not going to hurt.
And another thing is, I've already seen people kind of crapping on it, but what do you think about just promoting Mike McIntyre?
That would be like my last resort, but even he would be better.
That is a guy that, whenever Leach was hired, I wanted Mississippi State to hire Mike McIntyre. I thought he did a fantastic job at Ole Miss. Their defense was putrid before
Right.
he got there. And I thought he did a fantastic job
He
there.
did.
He's been a good defensive coordinator. I don't think that he's top of the line or anything, but I think he
If
could do
that's
a
your
very good
fallback
job.
option, you're okay.
Yeah. I think that if you're settling on a middling defensive coordinator that hasn't had a lot of experience, but the experience he's had has just been okay, like in
I mean,
G6, I would just promote
I think
McIntyre.
if you did that and you just turned Paul Rhodes and made him like cornerbacks coach, you could do that. But I think you
And
want
maybe they're co-defensive coordinators and you
maybe
have
yeah,
like
and you
McIntyre. I like McIntyre more than I do Rhodes,
I do.
but you could do a whole lot worse than those two.
Agreed.
And it would be infinitely better than what you got right now.
Number two thing that they can do, and I'm sure they are doing this, but Kentucky, LSU, Ole Miss, Auburn, Florida, Arkansas. These are all SEC schools with new coaches. They're going to have players going into the portal. This is where the bulk of your portal class needs to come from. You've got to get these guys that you know can play SEC football into the school. All right. You cannot have another year of these guys were good at the G5 level or because this is what State's portal class was last year. It was guys who were good at the G5 level or highly recruited guys out of high school who haven't done anything at the power level. Now, a couple of those guys worked out. Anthony Evans and Brennan Thompson worked out for Mississippi State. Will Whitson looked like he was going to work out for Mississippi State. The rest of them, not so much. You've got to go get players who you know can play at this level, and that's going to cost money, and it's just money you have to spend.
Yeah. And I think that did a good job of kind of building the depth of the roster. They got more depth, but the quality was still not there, especially on the defensive line. Like your best defensive lineman after Will Whitson was hurt, your best defensive linemen were guys that didn't play at their previous school. Dre Bledsoe didn't really do much at Texas. DJ Reed didn't do anything at Auburn. They had a good season, but it wasn't good enough to where you're making a significant difference up front. And they've got to be better on the defensive line and on the offensive line. And whoever State hires on defense, can we please get away from the three man front?
Well, you
But
need to actually be multiple. Because there are sometimes
they
when you want to run 3-3-3-5. I get that. But yes, Mississippi
But
State
like
needs
that
multiple.
being your base and you not having the dudes to run that, you had nobody to set the edge. Malik Sylla was good in spurts, but you had no one that could actually set the edge of that defense. and you didn't have a strong enough defensive tackle,
yes,
nose tackle.
That's what I was going to say. Is
if you had a Jeffrey Simmons in there, yeah, but you didn't have anybody like that.
When you have Jeffrey Simmons, you can run three-man front because he's taking two, maybe three guys up.
If Mississippi
State –
if you
don't have anybody like that, you're screwed.
If Coleman Hutzler had Jeffrey Simmons and Montez Sweat
it's
running
different.
The 3-3, that looks like a much different defense, and we're not having this conversation about Coleman Hutzler. But when you don't have the dudes and you still can't scheme it up to alleviate some of your issues on that side of the ball, that's a problem. Like, you're not bringing pressure and you're also not covering. That's not good. If you're sending three, you should have everybody covered up. And that didn't happen for Mississippi State. It was basically Kelly Jones has his side covered up, and then it's a free-for-all. Safeties on wide receivers by themselves, linebackers covering wide receivers. It just didn't make any sense.
Right.
So when you don't have the players and you don't have the scheme,
that's bad coaching.
That's a problem. That falls on the coaching. And they had 2 years to prepare for this.
Yeah. All right, number three that I think we can talk about is there are three guys in this high school class that I would say are decent flip candidates to Mississippi State. That's Hartfield safety, Braylon Womack, who's committed to Auburn. That's where is Nickerson from?
Macomb.
Macomb? Okay. Micah Nickerson, who's committed to Missouri, and Bryson Cooley, the lineman.
South Pike.
Okay. The lineman.
Close enough.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Exactly. South Jones. Or West Jones. I'm sorry. Bryson Cooley. West Jones, right?
West Jones.
Yeah.
Mustangs.
Yeah. Those three guys have visited enough that you can call them real flip candidates. You got to go to those three guys and tell them, what is the number? What is the number to get you to sign with Mississippi State? I don't care if they pan out. I don't care what happens 3 or 4 years from now. You need some juice, no pun intended, on the recruiting trail. You need some perception wins. Those three guys, getting those three guys in the class, it wouldn't salvage the class. It's still going to be a low 30s class at that point. But at least you would say, hey, on signing day, Mississippi State made a little bit of a move. You get some positive publicity. You got to pay, as Ole Miss is teaching us, you have to pay for positive publicity. Well, at least in this case, you're paying for it for stuff that's going to happen on the field. And quite honestly, Womack and Nickerson are guys who could contribute a lot next year in the right scheme because State just doesn't have a lot of depth. I don't know what the portal's going to look like. So, to me, that's something where the State Excellence Bulldog Initiative, they got to work in concert here and just tell those guys, we know you've got a number. We'll meet it.
Well, I think that is a large reason why there's so much confidence from the Mississippi State side of things on Braylon Womack. There was a report yesterday. I didn't see who it was from. It was from one of our guys, either Wilt Fong or Chad Simmons or somebody, I think. Uh-huh. And, last week they had Texas A&M as the favorite to flip Braylon Womack, and I think they're fading a little bit after a week. And the people I talked to on the Mississippi State side of things are really confident. I don't know why. It's kind of hard to believe, but Mississippi State is really confident about Braylon Womack. So we'll see how that goes. It's, tomorrow is when we'll find out. On Wednesday, we'll find out where he's going. I don't know if Auburn's going to be able to seal him up and keep him or what, but
yeah,
I think there is a package in play for him to get him here. And if I'm Mississippi State, I think that they've been a little cheap on high school recruits.
Yeah,
and
there's no question.
That's an interesting strategy. I don't think it's a terrible strategy. I don't, because high school recruiting is no longer what it used to be. I think it's still important. Mm-hmm. But when you have guys that aren't willing to sit in red shirt and kind of learn under the older guys and they transfer immediately, it's become kind of a waste of money for a lot of people.
Yeah.
And so I think Mississippi State has just kind of punted on that and have not gone after players like that because they don't want to waste money. But sometimes you got to have the perception win. And right now when you have a recruiting class that's in the 50s, 50, this is one of the worst recruiting classes they've had in the modern era, just by the rankings alone. Now, I think this class is solid. I think there's some pieces in there that I really like. But when you look at it and you just don't see like a whole lot of guys that are making an impact right away, it's got to have some juice in it. And those three are definitely it. I would pay a lot of money just to get those three because that flips your class probably in the 30s, I would say. You're going to move up a lot.
Yeah.
If you get a five star and two four
Two four
stars
stars,
added
yeah.
to this class, you're probably moving in the 30s. That's a more manageable class from a perception standpoint.
And those guys, they talk to each other. Who knows, right? Those kids all
Yeah.
talk to each other. Who knows? If Womack puts a in the group text, I'm going to Mississippi State, and then Nickerson does, and then Cooley does. Well, next thing you know, a couple other guys will go, well, maybe I should think about it, you know? And you never know. You might pick up another one.
It's absolutely like it's something that you invest in.
Yeah. And
Because
if
when
it
you get
doesn't
a
work,
five star in Braylon Womack, then people start to say, dang, Braylon went up there to Mississippi State. They must be doing something special. Micah
exactly.
turned down Missouri and Ole Miss to go to Mississippi State. They
Exactly.
flipped Bryson Cooley from LSU. That is how you start to swing things.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's just like, especially in this era, you got to spend money to make money, man.
And if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. You know, I promise you're spending money on players regardless, right? Mississippi
Yeah.
State's going to sign 20 some odd guys, and based on history, 15 to 16 of them will never play a meaningful down for Mississippi State. So who cares? Just spend the money, get the perception, and go from there. It sounds like a very Ole Miss perspective, and it is,
But
but,
that's why they are where they are.
and at the
Like that.
same time, if you hit and Womack is the next Caleb Downs, well, then you've got a superstar, and it just makes a lot of sense. Is there anything else we're missing here that State like could realistically do in the next week to 2 weeks to give themselves a little bit of pep?
No, I mean I'm just kind of right now stuck on they have to have staff changes, especially on the defensive side. I don't see a lot of issues with the offense. I don't think he's going to do anything with Phil Loadholt, and I can hear arguments about Loadholt, and I can totally understand it. But until they get better players, I don't know if he can be completely judged. He needed to get his own guys in here. He did.
Yeah.
He tried to get some players in here, and actually, two of them that he brought in late became starters. So, I just think he needs probably another year to know for sure. But the offensive side of the ball is not really the major concern for me. They definitely had some kinks to work out, but they averaged 32 a game. I mean,
Yeah, and I know in conference play that was less. I know that.
yeah.
But A,
But it
that's true
still
for
was
everybody.
better than what Mississippi State usually
It's
does.
true for everybody. But secondly, I'm going to look at it and go, well, if they had played Kamario Taylor the whole year, that number's probably higher. And he will play the whole year next year. So I
And I
don't
think
know.
this is a completely different Mississippi State
But we're
offense with
talking about a
Kamario
bowl
Taylor.
game. We're talking
Yeah.
about going to a bowl game if Kamario Taylor plays.
Well, I mean, just look at what Lane Kiffin. We've talked so much about Lane Kiffin. I'm kind of tired of it. Look what Jeff Lebby and his offenses has done with a mobile quarterback. That's whenever Matt Corral, Dylan Gabriel, those guys can move.
Yes,
They can get
that
out of the
going to make
pocket.
a
They can
difference.
take grass and pick up a chunk of yards. They were hamstrung in what they had with Blake Chapin. He could not do what those guys did. He was mobile, but he couldn't get out of the pocket when he was getting chased. Kamario could outrun a defensive lineman and a linebacker. He could run over people. It changes the whole dynamic of this offense.
It absolutely does, and it's going. That's the other thing that we you talked about at the beginning is having Kamario Taylor is going to help the offensive side of things because receivers are going to want to. I think also Brennan Thompson having the year, did he finish just shy of 1,000 yards?
Yes.
Just shy. That's too bad.
I think he had, what do you have, like 70 something? Let me see.
He had like 70 yards on Saturday.
So he was over 900.
They finished like 970.
948.
So
Man.
close. So
And
close.
so there were some games in there. Like, well, I mean, think of like if he had one pass completed to him at the Florida game, that deep pass that was overthrown, he's a 1,000-yard receiver.
And also, I mean, you got to think he got hurt midway through the
He's been banged up in some
Mizzou game.
games,
He had
yeah.
another game that he didn't play much in, or maybe didn't play at all with Tennessee. He got knocked out of that game.
He had 53 catches for 948 yards and six
That's good.
touchdowns.
That him and Evans receivers are going to see that and say, "Okay, I can go play there."
Yeah, I mean, he played at Texas and Oklahoma, and
They
he
could have given him
had
more.
about 500 yards receiving in 3 years. And he nearly doubled that in 1 year at State, and he definitely doubled his receptions, and he had two more touchdowns than he had in 3 years. So, yeah, this year was better for Mississippi State in selling receivers than last year was.
100%.
You lost Kevin Coleman and Mario Craver, and they went out. I think they had a tougher time recruiting this time around, but they found better fits
Yeah.
for their
No doubt.
offense.
There was
And if you can
State.
take those two guys who had had almost no production at their previous stops and do what you did, that's a massive selling point.
The other side of that too is that if they get guys and you're like, I don't know about that guy, I'm going to trust the evaluations from Le'Veon Bumpus on that one. I mean, they miss some. Marcus Allen, Jerron Glover, those guys aren't, but they hit big on Evans and Thompson, despite the fact that there wasn't a lot of proof that they would be great at this level. So, all
Yep.
right, tomorrow's show is the Rumblings, but it's also for I guess we're 2 days away from National Signing Day. So if you have any recruiting questions, ask us. But I don't know how much we're really going to have on signing day. I'm interested to see what that looks like.
Kind of quiet.
No doubt is. So, but if the things that we talked about in this show come to pass, there will be a little bit of noise for Mississippi State. We'll talk more about it tomorrow. Guys, get us your questions and we'll be happy to answer them. For Robbie Falk, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk, Mississippi.
A Super Talk Mississippi media production.